Okay. Good morning. Today's daf is the Darim daf Hey. I think what we're going to do is going to begin on daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to run starting with the home member of Shmuel. This way, not because we don't understand it from yesterday, but because it's just one running sugya, and that's where it starts. So it's in the middle of Dalet Amud Beis. It says the Mishnah said Omer l'chaveiru modrani. So the Mishnah had said, if you say Omer l'chaveiru modrani mimcha, mubishani mimcha, mechani mimcha, shani ochel l'cha, shani tom l'cha, aser. So Shmuel explains that this is really one statement. So Amr Shmuel, again, and also what we have to just understand is that what we're getting into now is discussing the concept of yadayim. So there are two types of yadayim when it comes to the darim. There's a yad mochiach. It's a yad where, with language, it's not complete language, but it's pretty clear to what the person means, and what the person means is consistent with the neder. And there's something called a yadayim she'ein mochichos, which is a machlokas tanayim, whether that actually works. It's a yad where it's not certain that the only way to explain the person's words is for the neder. In other words, there's another way. There's potentially another way to explain what the person means. And that's a machlokas tanaim, whether or not a yad she'ein mochiach is considered a yad. Meaning, is a yad she'ein mochiach considered a yad? That means it's a good neder. It's not a yad. Meaning, it wouldn't be a good neder. So Mishnah said, Omer chaveir mudarani mimcha, Amar Shmuel bekulan atche yomer sheni ochel chash sheni tom lecha. The whole thing is just it's a continuation. It's as if he says he has to say mufushani mimcha sheni ochel lecha. I'm separated from you. I'm not eating from you. Or sheni tom lecha. But if he doesn't say the second part, then it's not considered a neder. So Gemara asks the question: Meisvei mudani bimcha, mufreshani bimcha, mufkani bimcha, hareza aser, shani ochlecha, shani tom lecha, hareza aser. So this brisa says that the words themselves of mufreshani bimcha, mufkani bimcha, by themselves lead to an iser, lead to the neder, and the words of shani ochlecha, shani tom lecha also by themselves lead to a neder. So it's not like it's a continuation; it's two separate statements. So the Gemara says no. But haki katani lemed devarim amurim. But omer shani ochlecha, shani tom lecha. The brisa is talking about a case. The Bryce is talking about a case where he explains himself by saying Shani Ochlecha Shani Tomecha, meaning it's Mechukai Mecha Shani Ochlecha Shani Ochlecha, meaning it's consistent with Shmuel. But the Gemara says Ah Vahatanya Ipcha. We have another Bryce that says the opposite case where he says Shani Ochlecha first Shani Ochlecha Shani Tomecha Aser and then Midrani Mecha Befushani Mecha Mechukai Mecha Hareza Aser. Again, he says these other statements, and he says that's Aser. So see from here that the words Befushani Mecha Mechukai Mecha by themselves create an Iser. So that's against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Tanani Hachi. No, we asked over here. Kfar Amr Mudrani. We're dealing over here where he says Shani Ochlecha Shani Tomecha is the second part. Again, it's the same answer. It's as if he said both. He said, "Mudrani mucha, shani ochelecha," and therefore it's an explanation, and that's the same way of Shmuel. Meaning, had he just said "Mudrani mufreshani mufrekani" by themselves, that wouldn't be considered a neder. So the Gemara asks, "Ihachi hainu reisha," and the Ron says, "Reisha doesn't mean the reisha, just the first brisa we brought down." It's the same case then. Why you have two brises with the same case? And second of all, we owed usher lamli the misnei. Why do you say the word usher appears in both parts of the brisa? In our Mishnah, you can't ask the question because it only says usher at the end. But in the case of the brisa brought down, after each mifushani mucha, it says usher, and then the brisa says shani ochlecha usher. So it seems that they're independent statements. Each independent statement by itself leads to an isser. So then Gemara answers, and again, just a little introduction here. When it comes to Nadarim, there are more than two ways, but two things that come out by Nadarim is, A, you can make a neder where now I usher myself from your stuff, or I make a neder that you are now your stuff is usher to me. So what happens here? Shmuel is basically saying, Ella Amar Shmuel, time it Amar Shani Ochlecha Shani Tom Lecha Hu the usher, but Bechaveir Mutter. If he just says Shani Ochlecha Shani Tom Lecha, so what happens? I am now usher to the person I made the neder about. I'm usher to his stuff, but he Mechaveiro is mutter to my stuff. But aval im amar mudrani heimachli chudei, if he doesn't explain his words by saying shani ochlecha, he just says mudrani mucha mufreshani mucha, which is mashma complete separation. The Ron explains it's a complete separation from you and from your nechassim. The only way to be completely separated from you and your nechassim is that I'm separated from your nechassim, you're separated from my nechassim. Then shnehen asurin. Then in that case, both of them are going to be considered aser. So what Shmuel is saying is not that mudrani mucha is by itself nothing. Mujrani Imach is by itself even stronger. It assers both A to B and B to A. Only if you say Shani Tomecha, then you're explaining your words. By explaining your words, it means that only A is Usher to be. The person making the neder is the one who's Usher, the Madir is Usher. So the Gemara says, Ki ha, the Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Mudrani Heimach, Shnehen Asurim. This is similar to what Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said, that if you say the words, Mudrani Heimach, Shnehen Asurim. They're Usher, both people, you know, the Noder and the Madir are Usher, A to B and B to A. They're both Usher to each other. Now the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions on the statement of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. We're going to explain, we're going to answer Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and by answering Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, we're going to end up with the kasha on our next explanation of Shmuel. And we're going to go, eventually we're going to go and explain Shmuel basically to the way we had originally, but with a different svara of going back into the issue of Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. That's the structure of what the Gemara is going to be doing now. So the Gemara now asks on Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. HaOmer L'chaveiro, you say to your friend, Hareini alecha cherem. I am unto you a cherem, right? So hamudar aser, the person who made the neder, the other guy is aser to him. Aval madir lo, but the madir himself is not is. Sorry, the other way around. Hamudar aser lohanos b'madir. You're a cherem to you're a cherem. So the madir is the mudar is aser. The madir is not aser to get hanah from the mudar. From A is not aser to get hanah from B. Now, if yes. So, if we say like Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, that you say Mudrani Mechav, both of them are usher to both, to, you know, one to each other. So then the Gemara is assuming that for the same reason, then by Hareini Lecha Chayrim, both of them should be usher to each other because you're making the Chayrim, you're making more than the Chasim usher to each other. So why in this case is it only one is usher to the other? It should be both of them should be usher to each other. So the Gemara says, "Ah, not going to parish for atalai lo." Now he says, "No, your stuff is not usher to me. I'm only making my stuff a chayim to you." He explains his words, but if he wouldn't explain the words, then both of them would be ushered to each other. The Gemara asks again, "Okay, so let's read the next part of the Mishnah that Mishnah on Mem Zayin. It says, "Atalai chayim, you are to me a chayim," right? So the Gemara says, "Hanoder aser aval hamudar lon." It's not. The noder is aser to the madir, but the other guy is not. The mudar is not aser. The person who made the person whose neder was made to the other guy is not aser to the madir. So again, the Gemara is basically assuming that if we're holding like Rav Yosef ben Chanina, that mudrani heimach means that both of them are aser to each other. So the two bat, it's the same thing over here. But at alai cherem. Again, we're just assuming making a chayr means that everything is usher one to each other, so both of them should be usher. So why does the Mishnah over there say that only one's usher and not both of them are usher? So the Gemara says again, "Kagon de parish va'ana lachlo." It says if I said that I am not usher to you, he explains his words. Meaning, had he not explained his words, if it was just stam, then it would be that both are usher to each other. So the Gemara says no. Nah. That can't be the case. About stam amai, so the Gemara says it's weird. The lashon in the Dharma, we're discussing with Menachem yesterday. Lashon in the Dharma is very, I don't see it was choppy. It's, the words are just different from other Gemaras that we've seen till now. About stam amai, so the Gemara asks if he says stam, what's going to be the din? Shnei and asurim are both going to be. Both going to be usher to each other. That can't be the case. I mean, and that's what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina would say. But that can't be the case. Hami the Ketani Seifa. If you look at the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah says Hareini Alecha v'At Alai Shnei Asurim. If he says I Hareini Alecha and you to me v'At Alai Shnei Asurim, so Hadain the Dafka in this case are both of them usher to each other, right? Hadain who Shnei Asurim Hastama, but Mashma that Stam. If it would just be At Alai Cherem and he didn't say. He didn't explain himself. Who usher? Just he is usher to his friend, but the chavero is mutter. Completely against Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, who would say if you say the lashon, say the lashon of cherem, it should be both of them usher to each other by stam. But the safe of the Mishnah is clear that only if you say hareini alecha and at alai shnei nasurim, it's mashma that if you do it stam, then only one is usher to each other. So that goes against Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, so we're going to now reinterpret Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and by reinterpreting Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, we're going to end up having a question on Shmuel, and then we're going to start reinterpreting Shmuel. Okay, so Gemara says, "Ela hachigitmar." No, this is this is the case. This is what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mudar ani lecha shnei asurim. If he uses the word mudar ani lecha shnei asurim, both of them are usher to each other because the word lecha, Gemara, I think the Ron explains, the word lecha includes, encompasses two definitions. It means you, otcha, klomar, I am usher, I'm madir you from me, and gam also mishalcha, and your stuff is usher to me. But if you say mudrani heimach, use the word heimach, right, which was the word that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina was talking about before. If you use the word heimach, which is only mashma, only has one mashmos, which means mishalcha from your stuff, then who usher? Then it's just he's only usher to get hana from his chaver, from his friend, but chavero is mutter to get hana back from him. So it's just semantics. It really is whatever word you use that's crucial. But you see from here that according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, if you use the words mudrani heimach, it's not shnei and asurin. It's only if you do mudrani heimach, it's only the madir is usher to his friend's stuff, but his friend's stuff is not usher to him. So that becomes that's going to end up becoming a question on Shmuel. Because Shmuel said mudrani heimach, we're standing with Shmuel, mudrani heimach is shnei and asurin. So this is what the Gemara is going to ask. So the Gemara says, Vahaimas Nisin de Katani Heimach. Our Mishnah is a case of where it's Mudrani Heimach. Well, Kim Nolamas Nisin Lishmuel. And we established that the Mishnah is in accordance with Shmuel. Is Bekulon Acha Yomer Shani Tom Lecha Vashani Ochelecha. If he says Shani Tom Lecha Shani Ochelecha, who the Asar of Chaveru Mutter? In that case, only if Shmuel interprets the words of Shani Tom Lecha and Shani Ochelecha, then who the Asar of Chaveru Mutter? But Mudrani Heimach Shnei Asurim. We've established Shmuel is saying if he uses the word Mudrani Heimach, both of them are Asur. That's the question. Because right now we just established based on the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amid Beis that if you use the words Mudrani Heimach, Mudrani Heimach only means one is Asur. Only the Nadir is Asur to the Noda, and not the other way around. So that's a Kasha on Shmuel. So he says, no, the Gemara says we're going to reinterpret Shmuel. And then we reinterpret Shmuel once. I think then we're going to reinterpret Shmuel another time, and then we're going to get into the sugya of Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So the Gemara says, Ela mikara de Shmuel hachitmar. No, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Taima da amar shani ochel lecha shni tom lecha hu de ein aser ela ba'achila. Ujrani mimcha aser afilu ba'ana. Both lashonos are lashonos of Iser. If he just says shani ochel lecha, Shani ochel lecha, shani tom lecha, after mudrani heimach, he's interpreting his words to mean that I'm separated from you only from mechila, only from te'ima. But if he uses the words mudrani mecha, mufushani mecha, by themselves, the asar afilu bahana, then it's a stronger nether, it's a more encompassing nether, which means that I'm not only an asar to eat your stuff, I'm asar to get hana from yourself. Right, it has to be only one way because we're using the word mudrani. Mudrani only means mudrani bimcha. That's the key, but that's only one way. But both lashonos are lashonos of Isser. Before we had Shmuel saying that if you only used one, it doesn't work at all. So Gemara doesn't say that can't be the case either because that doesn't fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. We're going to go with the girsa of the Ran here, so it might be worthwhile to look there. It says ihachi. If so, that the kavanah of Shmuel is to say because he says shani ochelecha. He adds that in at the end. That means he's not Asr Bahana. So Leva Shmuel Hachi, Shmuel should say it this way. Im lo amar shani ochalacha v'shani tom lacha Asr afilu Bahana. The Lashon of Shmuel seems to say that Shmuel says, Bekulan achi omar shani ochalacha. That Lashon is mashma, that until you say those words, nothing happens. So Shmuel is saying that by saying shani ochalacha, you're limiting the Mudrani Heimach. He should have simply said, according to the Gersa of the Ran, Shani Okalacha v'Shani Tom Lacha. Sorry, he should have said, V'im lo amar Shani Okalacha v'Shani Tom Lacha. If he didn't say that I won't eat from you or I won't taste from you, then Asar Afilu Bahana. There he's Asar even Bahana. So the Lashon of the Mishnah itself seems fair with this way of learning Shmuel. So therefore we're going to reject this explanation of Shmuel. We're saying that that's not what he said. We said El Meikara from the beginning. We're saying what Shmuel said was not correct. Meikara, the memory of Shmuel is like this: Meikara Shmuel Hachi Itmar. Not how we had it down before. What we had, how we had written it down before, is wrong. That's not what Shmuel said. It can't be what Shmuel said. It goes against the Mishnah on Mem Zayin.
The second question,
We're now in the second possibility of Shmuel, where he says, Yossi Rechanina said what? And then we said it again. And we reinterpreted Yossi Rechanina again. The way we had it originally was incorrect. Now, based on the Mishnah of Mem Zayin, we have to correct our understanding or what we thought we heard Rav Yossi Rechanina say. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is essentially going to go back to the original way of interpreting Shmuel, but with a different svara, the svara of Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. Ela Hachi Yitmar. This is how we interpret the words of Shmuel. Taima da Amar Shani Ochel Lecha Shani Tom Lecha. Who da Aser? Only, he says Mudrani Mincha, and then he says Shani Tom Lecha. Only if he says Shani Tom Lecha is there an Isser here. About Im Amar Mudrani Hemach. If he just says Mudrani Hemach, Lo Mashma, then it doesn't make any Isser. Why? Lo Mashma da Amar Aser. This same Mudrani Machin by itself is not enough to create an Isser. My Taima. What's the reason? Because these words, Mudrani Hemach, Mufreshani Mimchach, they can be interpreted to mean other things. Like what? Modani Mimcha, Lo Mishnayin Bahadach Mashma. The words Modani Mimchach means that I'm not going to speak with you. Mufreshani Mimchach means Delo Avida Mimchach. I'm not going to have any Asek with you. Doesn't mean I'm usher to you. I just don't want to deal with you. Sorry? B'masu Matan. I don't want to have any deal with you. B'masu Matan. I don't want to have any business with you. Emrechokan Mimchach, Delo Kamin, Ba'abra Almost Dilach Mashma. Maybe Mrechokan Mimchach means I'm not going to separate myself from you. In the terms of a neder, I just don't want to be in your dalat amos. I just don't want to be around you. So what does this mean? This shows that the words mudrani mach by themselves are not mochiach. It's a yad, but it's a yad she'ein mochiach. So Shmuel is telling us that without the word shani ochel lecha, we have a yadayim she'ein mochichos. And according to Shmuel, we see from here, or according to the way Shmuel is interpreting the Mishnah is saying yadayim she'ein mochichos are not considered yadayim. Okay. No, because now we can just say that those brises hold Yadayim Shteini Mochichos are Yadayim, and Shmuel's right. The Mishnah brises are arguing. Shmuel is just going to hold like the Tano that says Yadayim Shteini Mochichos are not considered Yadayim. We're going to bring down that machlokus in a minute anyway. So the question halacha l'maisa, what happens if you say Mudrani Mucha Mufshari Mucha without saying Shani Ochel Lecha Shani Tom Lecha? What happens? So according to the Rush, he says, because they mean something else. They could mean that I'm going to separate myself from you and not do business with you. So are you allowed to do business with this guy that you say to? Did you now just take a neder that asks you from doing business? So the Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam says, in these instances, in these cases, you're supposed to separate yourself and not do business. But the Torah brings down from the Rush, and the Rush himself in Simbe says, no, what happens here is, though, since these he views that the Gemara is saying that these two interpretations are equal. And if these two interpretations are equal, then they're both considered Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos on either side, and it's not considered a neder. It's not considered a neder at all. So then that gets into the question of what is Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos? What's the percentage wise? How does it work? What do you have? You have to understand it. And is it equal, the interpretations? Is it that one is a little more understanding than the other? According to the Rush, he says if two interpretations are equal, it's 50-50, that's a Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos on both sides, and it doesn't count as a neder. But you see, basically, Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos could very well be, is that it's not that it's impossible to interpret the way to make a neder. It's just that there is another way that has a plausible interpretation that knocks off the concept of the yad being mochiach, and then it's no good. But a yad mochiach means the lashon isn't complete, but we know exactly what you're saying. Again, there's a better way to concretize that and understand that, but that's for now. I think that's sufficient. Okay, so now that the Gemara talked about that Shmuel holds that the reason for our Mishnah is because the concept of Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos, we're going to go into the sugya of Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. So the Gemara says, Lema the Kasav Shmuel Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos Lo Have Yadayim. So is it true that Shmuel says Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos are not considered Yadayim? If you don't have these clear Yadayim, it's not considered a Yad. So now there's a Machlokas in the Girsa over here. We're going to go with the Gemara. First we're going to start with what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, Shmuel definitely holds Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos are not considered Yadayim. Shmuel Lokim Lo Masnisa Keshitas Rabbi Yehuda. He says our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.